suppose I should turn off the Pink Floyd I'm playing in the background, shouldn't I? But no, Pink Floyd is so good. Come on, Randy. So you're saying I can't play Pink Floyd in the background while we record? Okay, fine. I see how you are. Damn women. You're always cramping my style. Ugh. But Mom, Randy won't let me play Pink Floyd while we're recording. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Where? You can shove your opinion up your ass that way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Either you're wrong, or I'm right. Or, wait a minute though, there could be a third possibility. You could be wrong, and I could be right. Holy fucking shit! Imagine that! It's a concept, I know. It's like when I tell people, let's see, in order to believe that, you would either have to be stupid or evil. Oh, wait a minute, there's a third possibility. You could be stupid and evil. And this could be stating the obvious, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers all around the world. Yes, pause and take a breath. Breathe. I had a really slow start this morning. God damn, I just don't want to get out of bed in the morning here lately. Fucking getting worthless, man. But spring is coming. It'll be nice and warm outside soon. Today it's a little chilly and windy, which makes me unhappy. I'm hoping it dies down and warms up so I can go get a little trail running in today. Get some exercise, burn off some of these jelly beans. I love jelly beans. So I have to limit the amount of jelly beans I eat, otherwise I just turn into a big fat jelly bean. But jelly beans are awesome. I really need to... excuse me. Yes, that's me coughing into the microphone like an idiot. You know, Randy, I think I really need to make a leap and wean myself off of Oreo cookies. I think it's going to have to happen. Because they're nothing but chemicals, right? I mean, have you ever read the ingredients on a package of Oreo cookies? They are delicious, but it's just... They're nasty. It's not healthy food. It's just not healthy food. I think I'm going to have to take the plunge and give up on the Oreos. I know it's going to be ugly. You think I'm a cranky motherfucker now. Wait till you see me without Oreo cookies. Greetings, my friends out there. Today is April 16th. It is the day after. Oh, but, well, let me just do the spiel. Here we go. Let's do this. See if I can remember everything, okay? Check them off on the checklist. I am the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are on the internet, CYNLIBSOC.com. Also, you can find episodes on YouTube, and you can find us on Stitcher as well. The links to all that are on the website. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. She is the sound engineer, and she's the person who gives me shit, keeps me on track, and makes sure I don't forget to say things like what I'm doing right now. I'm supposed to mention that this is the 16th of April, 2014. And if you want to send us email, you can send that to God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. The theme song for Stating the Obvious is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour. He's the guitar player for Pink Floyd. And it is from his solo album released in 1984 called About Face. It's a song he wrote about me, as you could tell from the lyrics. You know, either you are wrong or I am right. And it's obviously it was about me. Anyway, back to the 16th of April. Today is the day. I got to try to get through all the stuff that's on the top of my head before I get to the pile of notes that I have. Today is the day after the day that everybody in America, the United States, now I'm calling it America. As I always say on this podcast, the country you live in is not called America. America is the fucking continent. The country we live in is the United States. Now here I am, I'm calling it America. It's America. It's the day after the day that all of us in America who actually work for a living and produce things make sure that we have paid the government the amount of money we need to pay the government in order for the government not to kill us for another year. So I sent off my extortion check. Actually, I put it in the mail on the 14th, not the 15th. So hopefully I will be able to live for another year before another April 15th rolls around and I have to unass a bunch of extortion money in order to keep myself from being murdered by the IRS. Something else I was also thinking about in a previous episode of Stating the Obvious. Hang on a second, squirrel. I need to... Yep, shiny object. I gotta check something out here real quick. Hold on. See, this is why I should turn the computer off. Oh, man. All right. I have to ignore that. Must force myself not to respond. All right. The fuck was I gonna talk about before I saw a squirrel? Oh, I was thinking about, this is something I talked about in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, where I talked about the ants using their own children to survive the floods, and I created this parallel where I explained that this is how, our society is much like insects, that it's a collective, and that just as the adult ants put the larva and pupa ants on the bottom of the raft in the water to give it buoyancy in order to keep them afloat, yada yada yada. I talked about how our society works exactly the same way. I mean, what is the social security system? Right? It's this system. I also have to get myself off the habit of saying right all the time. I mean, I know I'm right. I love saying the word right because I'm right. But it's bad form. The social security system, I mean, that's what this is. There are all these old, I love these old people who think that they paid into the social security system and that somewhere in the system, right, there's this system, there's this bank account that the government has. The government, like, so you're an old person right now, you're listening to this, you're like 70 years old, and you think that through your entire life, all the money you paid to the social security system, the government took that money and the government put that in a bank account that has your name on it. And now that you're getting social security, you're getting this money back. Why do you people not understand that that isn't what happened? The money you paid in was spent. The money you paid in is gone. There is no money in some bank account somewhere that is the Social Security money. What's keeping Social Security afloat is all of the young people, all of the employed people that are still paying taxes, and of course also inflation, and of course also the government printing more money, you know, and there's a lot more accounting tricks here than simply the one I'm talking about. It's a conglomeration of accounting tricks. But for the most part, to a large extent, it's just the fact that other people are working and paying into the system, and that's where your money is coming from. And it's just like the ants using their children to keep themselves afloat in the floodwaters. That's what's happening here. The old people, with their Social Security and their Medicare and all this other stuff, the only thing that's keeping all of that afloat is the young people paying into the system. Which brings me to the young people. And this flittered through my mind today as I've just been walking around having thoughts. And this is at least the beginning of this podcast, where we're at, right? This is going to be really very just stream of consciousness and not necessarily a solid point. These are just things going through my mind. They don't necessarily have conclusions. They're just things that you need to be thinking about often wonder. See, here we go down a tangent. Randy, remember where I'm at. I'm going to start talking about the young people, the medicated generation. Let's go down a tangent. I often wonder, what the hell is the demographic for this podcast? Because as I've said before, I'm doing this 100% purely for my own entertainment. I have zero expectations for this podcast. I don't expect to make money It'd be nice. I don't expect to sell advertising. It'd be nice. I don't expect anybody to listen to it. It'd be nice. I don't expect anybody to ask questions. It'd be nice. I don't expect anybody who is a statist to hear this and start thinking critically and become an ANCAP. It'd be nice. I have no expectations. So for those of you out there listening to this, whether you're an ANCAP, whether you're a statist, whether you're a minarchist, and wherever you're at, if you're trying to make a journey, if you want to make a journey, if you just want a little something to wrap your brain around and think about it, that's what all of this is about. This is just me throwing out the sort of random thoughts that go through my brain when I wake up in the morning. Because as I mentioned before, normal people wake up first thing in the morning and think about bacon or sex. I wake up in the morning and I think about eating bacon while having sex and talking about how much statism sucks and how wonderful ANCAPism is. So I'm kind of a fucking loser that way. First thing in the morning, I wake up, I open my eyes, I hit the snooze button, I go, God damn it, the government fucking sucks. Oh, God. All right, anyway. What the fuck was I talking about? What was I going to... Oh, yeah, young people. Young people. See, young people think they're going to change the world. So many people think they're going to do stuff, or they're going to accomplish stuff, or they're going to change the world. But, you know, there's just that one thing that's in their way. Before I rip on the medicated generation, let me point out here how lately this applies to women. Here recently there was, in Congress, there was some kind of, what the fuck was it called? Pay Equality Act or something like that, which was supposed to give women equal pay for equal work. I mean, you know, this mythology that women make 75 cents, blah, 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 still going on. It's been disproven over and over and over by people who actually know how to do math. But here's the relevant point. Relevant point number one is that by women saying we need Congress to pass a law so that we can get equal money for equal work, what, of course, women are saying is that unless rich white men in Congress give us equal pay for equal work, we are not capable of getting equal pay for equal work on our own. We have to have it given to us by the government, which the fact that you can't get equal pay for equal work without rich white men giving it to you might explain why you don't get equal pay for equal work, except, of course, that you do get equal pay for equal work. And as I've talked about before, unlike many of you out there who are statist and on welfare, I've actually had jobs, and I can tell you I've worked with plenty of women who have made as much money as men, and I've worked with plenty of women who have, in fact, made more money than the men. But, of course, reality means nothing to you because you're a statist. And you simply mindlessly believe whatever you see on television, whatever you see on the internet, and of course the narrative, which is currently considered politically correct and politically acceptable, is that women are the oppressed culture. Women are the oppressed gender, and you don't get paid the same amount of money, and you don't have the same rights, and all this other yada, yada, yada stuff. So women want their equal pay, but Congress did not grant it to them. And of course, they can't go get it for themselves. Why didn't Congress grant it to them? Well, because of Republicans. Because Republicans voted against this, which every once in a while, Republicans do something useful. Not very often, but you know, they still haven't gotten rid of Obamacare. But then again, I don't think the Republicans... I think the whole Republican opposition to Obamacare it's more just for show than anything. Because as I've said before, here, let's go down another tangent. Hey, I might, you know what? At some point today, Randy, I might actually get to what I was intending to talk about. I love this. So I had my notes here and I'm getting ready and I'm going, I need some other material just in case I don't have enough to fill the entire episode. And here I'm going to end up talking the entire fucking episode about stream of thought. All right, what the fuck was I going to say before I went down that tangent? I was about to go down a tangent. I already forgot. Oh, the Republicans and Obamacare. As I have said before, you've heard it here before. You've heard it here first. I don't even, you know what, Randy, did I put this on the predictions? If I didn't, I need to. Okay, hold on. I need paper. I gotta write this down. This must be on the prediction list. Prediction, Republicans, Obamacare, abortion. All right. Here is why the Republican opposition to Obamacare is just a token thing. The Republicans want Obamacare just as much as the Democrats and the welfare recipients and Obama and everybody else. Here's why. At some point in the future, as I've said before, not in the near future, because the next president of the United States for the next two terms is going to be Hillary Clinton, unless she dies. I mean, that's virtually the only thing that's going to stop her from being president. So we're not going to have a Republican president for at least 8 years after Obama. At some point in the future, the Republicans will once again have control of the government. And I understand it's hard to believe. It's looking at the Republicans right now and the fucking disaster that they are, it's hard for me to believe. However, you should never, 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 never underestimate the stupidity of the voting population of the United States. Never underestimate that. Plus, of course, I've talked about this before also, the reason that the ballots in the elections, in the political elections in the United States, the reason they're secret ballots is so that nobody can verify or confirm what the results are. And as the elections become more and more computerized, it's going to become easier and easier for politicians to fake the outcomes. So the fact is that as hard as it is to believe, the Republicans at some point are going to be back, quote unquote, in power. They are going to have the presidency and they'll have a majority in at least one House of Congress, if not both. When this happens, the fact that the government has an ever-increasing role in controlling healthcare, who can provide healthcare, who can get healthcare, how the healthcare is paid for, you know, so forth, so on, yada, yada, yada. They will be able to use this to restrict women's access to abortion. And the Republicans know this, but they don't want to telegraph it. I mean, they're stupid, but they're not stupid. At some point in the future, as I've said before, if liberal Democrats out there, if you stupid bitches really were so obsessed with a woman's right to an abortion, the last thing you would want is for the government to control healthcare. Because abortion is part of healthcare. And if the government controls healthcare, then when the Republicans control the government, the Republicans will control healthcare, which means the Republicans will control your access to abortion. If you liberal Democrat left-wing statist dumb bitches feminist out there had any fucking sense, and you don't, that's why you're femistatist, but if you had any sense, the last thing you would want, if you're really all into abortion like you claim you are, and I believe you are, because, you know, sticking a vacuum cleaner up your cooch is like the badge of honor in the femistatist movement. So the last thing you should want, if you actually understood reality, would be for the government to control healthcare. In a free market healthcare system where anybody could start an abortion clinic, your right to an abortion would be a lot safer than it's going to be in the upcoming single payer, and you heard it here first, Obamacare is going to eventually lead to single payer healthcare in the United States because Obamacare is not going to work. It can't work. It is financially fucking mathematically fucking impossible for Obamacare to work. I know this because I have testicles and I can do math. All right, so it's not going to work. It's going to crash and burn, and there's going to be, oh my God, the government must do something. Who's going to build the roads? Yada, yada, yada. Single-payer healthcare system will come into effect. It will, and blah, blah, blah. When the Republicans get control, they are going to be able to restrict your access to abortion. It's that simple. So this is why the Republicans know this. This is why the Republicans, they're putting up this show about opposing Obamacare, but they're not really working on it too much. It's just an illusion, my friends. Just an illusion. All right, now, so that little tangent came out of me pointing out that women can't get equal pay for equal work on their own. They need to have it granted to them by the government. But what prevented this from happening? Well, the Republicans did. So the argument is that, well, of course, women can't get equal pay for equal work because those Republicans are stopping them. Well, you know what? The Republicans are never going away. If the Republicans are what are stopping you from getting your equal pay for equal work, you know, even if the Republicans don't hold the presidency and don't hold a majority in either house, the Republicans are still going to exist. And at that time, any bad thing will still continue to be blamed on the Republicans. So as long as the Republicans exist, the femistatists will always say, this is why we can't get equal money. And since the Republicans aren't going away, you're never going to get your equal pay for equal work. So now how does this tangent back into, is tangent a verb? It is now. How does this tangent back into the Medicaid generation? Here's what I was thinking this morning. Don't ask me where it came from. I don't know. Young people. Yeah, all right, you know, let's start. You know, the old people are always going, yeah, when I was your age, we respected our elders, and this is the dumbest generation. You know, I say all the time, it's the dumbest generation ever. Yada, yada, yada. So, yes, the old people are always doing that. I give you that. And the old people are full of shit. I give you that, too. You know, when I was your age, we respected our elders. Oh, bullshit. Bull fucking shit. You kiddos, I'm so fucking sick of hearing young people talking about how old people have fucked the world up and how they, the young people, are going to fix it and change things. Now, did the old people who came before you, did they fuck things up? Yes. Yes, they did. Abso-fucking-lutely. Okay? The world didn't just fuck itself up. I shouldn't say the world. The society and the state around us. The conditions that we here in the United States in the year 2014. The conditions that surround us. The laws, the social cultures, the social norms. All of this stuff, it didn't just fucking appear out of a vacuum. It came from, it was created by the people here in the United States. And for the most part, all of that stuff was created, established, maintained, and indoctrinated into younger people by the old people, the people who came before. You know, how far back do we go? Do we go back to the founding fathers? Well, sure. I mean, some of it came from, you know, the first white man who landed on the shores of America. And, you know, it came from European culture that was carried. So all of this goes with that. So yes, everything about the world around us, about not the world physically, the culture around us, the mindset around us, our behavior, our likes, our dislikes, our customs, our traditions, all of this shit, yes, it came from the old people. And so, did the old people fuck everything up? Well, to the degree that everything is fucked up, and it's pretty fucked up, yes, yes, the old people fucked that up. Right? The economy right now, it's like Captain Capitalism, Aaron Cleary, he says. I mean, why can young people not find jobs right now? Well, because the old people fucked up the economy. The old people didn't save any money to retire, so they're still working instead of retiring and creating job opportunities for other people. And of course, because the old people invented internships as a way of getting free slavery from you young people who are stupid enough to think that working for free is going to look good on your resume, which is absolutely hilarious. And I've talked about that before. So it's Captain Capitalism. Captain Capitalism. I think it's CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com. I could be wrong. He's on YouTube as Aaron Clary. You can Google for him. You can find him. Anyway, so the point is, to the young people, when you sit and you go, well, the old people fucked everything up. Yes. Yes, they did. You have no disagreement from me about that. I can sit around with you all day and we can discuss how the old people fucked things up. Now, of course, you think the old people fucked things up because they didn't vote for Obamacare sooner and because they don't pay more welfare and because we didn't elect Obama quicker. You know, we have differences of opinion about exactly how the old people fucked things up. I would say, of course, the old people fucked things up because they didn't spank your ass when you were a kid, and that will get Stefan Molyneux to roll his eyes, but who cares? And just good ass whipping. Or as E.T. Williams would say, just pistol whip them. Oh, you kids. All right, but here's, now we're going to, let's get to something. Let's get to the fucking substance of this, finally. As I take a drag off of my electronic cigarette, which is soon going to be made, I don't know if I want to say illegal, which is going to be banned in public here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, Colorado. The government of the People's Republic of Fort Collins, Colorado is about to launch a war on electronic cigarettes because apparently young children, that would be the generation I'm talking to, you youngsters out there, apparently there's now an urban myth going around that kids are drinking e-cigarette fluid in order to get high. And so now we must ban electronic cigarettes for the children. So here's where we're at. Those of you, you youngsters, you millennials, the people who came before you have fucked society up. But you think you're going to fix it. This is where I make fun of you. Your generation is so stupid that you drink electronic cigarette fluid to get high. Your generation is so fucked up that over 50% of you are on medication for your personalities. Your generation is so economically ignorant that you think Obamacare will work, that you think women don't get paid the same amount of money as men, and that, as I talked about in a previous episode, and we'll probably talk about from here over the next years, because this is the funniest shit I ever saw in my fucking life, you people are so economically ignorant that you think Obamacare has raised the income level of poor people, thus illustrating that you don't understand the concept of what income actually is. You young kids are never going to fix. Ooh. That was me looking at the college girl walking by the window. Speaking of young kids, oh yes, I got something she can fix. All right, what was I talking about, Randy? Yes, how stupid young kids are. You young kids are not going to fix anything that the old people have fucked up. Because first of all, the old people have solidified their power base. And all of this shit is so ingrained. Now, you can make gradual changes. Certainly, there are going to be gradual changes. You know, we're gradually moving towards single-payer healthcare system. We are gradually moving towards confiscation of firearms. We are gradually moving towards the reduction of First Amendment free speech rights. Right? Like up at the ranch, where is it in Nevada, where the government set up, you know, free speech corrals, where if you wanted to exercise your free speech, you have to go get in the fucking fenced off area. And if you're anyplace else, they arrest you and take you away. So, yeah, we're moving towards all this stuff gradually. But you're not going to be able to, as this younger generation that thinks you know what you're doing, you're not going to be able to go in and fix things that the old people have fucked up. You can make some gradual changes, and here's what you don't realize, is that as you, as time goes by, you know, time happens, it's going by, yes, time is subjective and traveling at the speed of light, and the faster you travel, the slower time goes. But unfortunately, in the practical world, for most of the time goes by at more or less the same rate, and as time goes by, you are going to transition from being the young, upcoming generation that has to live in the world that was fucked up by the old people, the world that you're going to fix because you're so fucking brilliant. As time goes by, you're going to become the old people who fucked up the world. And there's going to be a whole new crop of 18-year-old kids looking at you and thinking to themselves, those old people need to stop drooling on themselves and fucking up the planet, and they just need to die. You are going to become the old people who fucked up the world. You are going to become the old people who ruined it for the young people and who are blocking progress. These kids are going to be looking at you and going, that fucking dinosaur, he still has a smartphone. Wow, he is fucking old. So as you youngsters are out there thinking about how intelligent you are and how smart you are and how things would be so much better if only you had your way, what you need to recognize is, number one, you're not going to get your way, and number two, all the old people who fucked up the world were once your age and had exactly the same thoughts in mind. It's a cycle. And the cycle is not going to be broken until you give up your dependence on the state. It always comes back to the state, right? It's like with feminist, everything is about rape. With me, everything is about the state. God damn it. I have like a one fucking track mind. All right. Because you see, when you get old, just like the ants in the flood, the way they use the young ants to keep the raft afloat in the waters, when you get old, you are going to need young people to work and pay taxes and all this other stuff to carry you. Just like the old people right now, because they didn't save money for retirement, because they don't know anything about economics. You, because you aren't saving any money for your retirement, because you don't know anything about economics, you're going to be old and you're going to need the young people to keep doing stupid shit, like paying taxes and going to college and fucking away their money and all this other shit. You're going to need that to keep you afloat. Just like the old people now need that to keep them afloat. So why are the old people now resistant to change? Because they've invested too much in the way things are. When you get to be old, your desire for change is going to die because you will have invested too much in the way things are. Done. Moving on. Randy, where are we? Great, we're 34 minutes into the podcast. Now I can actually start talking about my notes. These will be pretty quick, though. This is a political cartoon that's my mother sent me. My mother, the statist. It's a bunch of little slaves in a Chinese sweatshop, and there's the doors in the background that say exit and bathroom, and the doors are boarded over, and the little Chinese slaves are making plaques for Hobby Lobby that says Hobby Lobby operates by Christian values. My only point about this is I love how liberal Democrats are opposed to Chinese slave labor when Hobby Lobby, a Christian Value Corporation or whatever the fuck. When Hobby Lobby has slave labor in China, then it's bad. All I want to say is, how come it's not bad when Apple Computer has slave labor in China? Oh, that's right. Because Apple is cool, and Apple is a nice corporation, and Apple, well, because you own Apple products. That's why it's okay for Apple to have Chinese slave labor, but it's wrong when Hobby Lobby has Chinese slave labor. Now, this is funny. This is really funny. This is an excerpt from, right? Oh, this is interesting. Okay, let me read that. I actually hadn't read this before. This is from a newspaper down in Texas. The editor of this column often finds himself dodging stories that would... And so, okay, this is the part in the... Let me set the stage here for you. Down in Texas, where I'm from, it's a big thing in the local newspapers to have a section of the newspaper where they reprint... Whoa! I just read this for the first time. That's interesting. I might read that. This is from... All right. Fuck! Squirrel. All right. Down in Texas, where I'm from, it's a big deal for the local newspapers. They usually have a section of the newspaper where they reprint stories from back in the olden days. You know, back in the days when everybody walked uphill and, you know, the young people respected their elders. Oh, sorry. I'm just so funny. But, I'm sure age, we listened to our parents. Right. You in one ear and out the other. Oh. All right, so anyhow, that's what this is, and I'm going, that's from this section. So here's the introduction from the editor. The editor of this column often finds himself dodging stories that would provoke outrage if they were printed today. They were written by those with a voice and about the only people with a voice. Oh, and about the only people with a voice back then were white and male. Ah, the patriarchy. We are proud of the sticker's long legacy in Schulenburg, but we take no pride in the stories printed below. Make no mistake about it, the sticker was a white paper. Hopefully, we speak for the entire community today. With Black History Month beginning next week, we print these stories now so that we may learn from the ignorance of our predecessors. Now, interestingly enough, this attitude does not apparently carry over to the war on drugs, as I have talked about extensively before and as have other people. Right, the reason opium was made illegal is because it was perceived as the drug of choice of yellow people. The reason peyote is illegal is because it was perceived as the drug of choice of red people. And of course, the reason marijuana was made illegal was because. Great, it's like Cat in the Hat here. Is was because marijuana was perceived as the drug of choice of black people. You can find the columns if you search deep enough and read them about, you know, upper middle class white people, well, upper middle class white men, lamenting that if we don't make marijuana illegal, then those damn black people, they're going to get high on marijuana and they're going to rape our white women. And of course, the entire concept, I've talked about this before, of the marriage license, which homosexuals are now clamoring for permission from the government to get a marriage license so they can get married, because of course, they own their own bodies, but they can't get married without permission from the government. The origin of the marriage license was way back in the day. I think it was in Virginia, but I could be wrong. I'd have to find my notes, because I did an entire speech about this topic, so I did a shit ton of research on it. There was some white plantation owner who wanted to marry one of his slaves. And in order for a white man to marry a black woman, he had to get permission from the government. That was the first marriage license issued by a government in the section of the planet Earth that would come to be known as the legal fiction known as the United States. Okay, so the marriage license, which you homosexuals desperately want, is a product of racism. the war on drugs, the war on marijuana. Marijuana illegalization is a product of racism. Now, I notice there's no apologies for that racism and a cry to get rid of the vestiges of racism and end the war on marijuana and end the need for adults to get permission from the government to get married. I notice that never happens. All right. So, interesting. All right, so let me read the part that I was going to read, and then I'll come back and possibly read the other part. All right, here we go. This, and I don't, it doesn't say when. Oh, no, wait. January 30th, 1902. That's when this was printed. Score. All right. Minstrel show. Not menstruation, minstrel. The Fayette County Comedy Company of Schulenburg will fill two engagements at the Opera House for white people only on February 16th and 17th. This company is made up of the best talent of the better class of our colored people. Oh my God. Whew. Oh boy. The better class of our colored people. I like our colored people because we own them. Oh God. Whew. All right. But remember, see, this is sick and sad and pathetic, but of course, going to the government to get permission to get married because 150 years ago, a white man wanted to marry a black woman who was considered his property and not a person. See, that's not funny. That's serious. In fact, more people want to go to the government and get permission to get married. Yay, racism. See, in that context, the legacy of racism is a wonderful thing. But, gee, in other contexts, it isn't. Isn't imagine that. All right, here we go. Let me see if I can get this, read this with a straight face. The company is made up of the best talent of the better class of our colored people and composed of 13 colored boys who will appear in the latest coon songs, jokes, gags, dances, sentimental songs, and Negro farces full of life and fun. The opinion of many who are able to judge is that Schulenburg has talent among its Negroes, and in response to the request of their many white friends, they will give two performances for white people only on the above-named dates. 10% of the net proceeds to be given to the Cemetery Association. Admission, 25 cents and 35 cents. Oh my God. Funny and pathetic all at the same time. You can only get that from back in the day. Yes, sir. Back in the day when they had to walk uphill. And what's interesting in my notes here, I've scribbled on this little article. I find it interesting how people today will look at this and go, oh my God, it was white people only. And today we have, of course, the different forms of discrimination and racism. We have events on college campuses all the time, which are for everybody except white men. And just recently, one of the meetup groups here in Fort Collins hosted, there are several meetup groups that are for women only. And recently, one of the meetup groups, which is not women only, had an event that was women only. And it just made me think, I'd like to go on Meetup and try to start a meetup group only for white men, just to see how fast that would be taken down. And here's the thing, it's like people will justify that you're out there, you're a statist, you're a left-wing liberal, you're justifying this by saying, well, but great one, look at what you just read. You just read this thing where these white people only were paying money to see talented, what they call talented Negroes performing for them, and that was racism. And so now the reverse racism is justified. Then these same people will say that, well, we shouldn't have an eye for an eye. These are the same idiots who have the bumper stickers on their car that say, in the land of an eye for an eye, everybody is blind. okay, so you're going to justify discrimination by past discrimination. And for those of you, and you millennials, you medicated generationers, this is exactly your mindset, and this is part of why, as you go into the future, you're going to become the old people that you now hate. You're going to become the old people who have fucked up the world. This sort of reactionary shit, This sort of reactionary drama is exactly why we are where we are. Nobody can just let go. You know, there's two sets of, well, there's a set of blinders here and there's a degree of ignorance. You know, the blinders is, of course, that all racism is only white men towards everybody else. Of course, racism and its forms, and of course, you know, the other thing, slavery. You know, the only form of slavery that ever existed was white men in the South of the United States owning black people, which of course is not true. Slavery has existed in every culture in the past. You know, I mean, there's no place on the planet Earth where you can't find slavery happening in the past. Over time, you know, including China right now. You notice too, you notice how when the white man who is the CEO of Apple, how come there's no outrage at his slaves over in China? I mean, yeah, they're paying them a dollar a day and providing them with bunk beds. But then again, the black people on the plantations, their masters gave them a place to live. Their masters gave them food. Their masters may have even given them some spending money. Who knows? I don't know. I wasn't there. So why is it okay for the CEO of Apple to have yellow people as slaves? But we're supposed to have this like eternal ongoing guilt over shit that stupid old white people in the South of the United States. And remember, as I also pointed out, no slave ship ever landed at a southern port. All the slaves brought to America were brought to northern ports, and in the north were sold to the people in the South. Also, as I pointed out, the white people didn't go over there and capture the black people for slaves. The white people went over to Africa and traded alcohol and other things to black people who captured other black people from other tribes and sold them into slavery. So the white people from the South, and this is not to say the white people from the South who owned slaves were some kind of fucking morally righteous people who should be forgiven. This is to say that just like today, Obama, every time Obama, your Messiah, your Lord and Savior, every time he murders a brown person in a Middle Eastern country with a flying robot, he's not doing that by himself. You are helping him. You're helping him by paying your taxes. You're helping him by being obedient to the government. You're helping him by not talking about the fact that he's murdering these people. You're helping him by supporting the military-industrial complex, so forth and so on. The white plantation owners were bad people, but they didn't do it by themselves. The owner of the plantations did not build ships, sail across the ocean themselves personally, capture black people, bring them back, and enslave them. A whole shit ton of people helped out. And so the need... And now, all right, so I went way tangentizing there. Where the fuck was I going? There was the blinders. The blinders are that all racism is not white people in the South on black people. Racism exists everywhere. Oh, yes, the mindset. The mindset is, this is part of what helps keep statism alive. This is part of what helps keep people stupid, is the inability to just look at things like this that I just read and recognize that, yes, that happened. Yes, people used to think that way. Yes, those old people were dumbasses. But what if we just let go of that and move forward? And you see, this is why the medicated generation is never going to be able to change things. Because the medicated generation... Thank you, Randy. Great. I mean, I got through absolutely nothing. Here, we start the podcast. I'm worried I don't have enough material to fucking fill 52 minutes. And I go through one fucking thing. Ugh, it's awesome being me. All right. The reason you millennials are not going to college girl. The reason you millennials are not going to change the world isn't only because you can't think, and isn't only because you don't know anything about economics, and isn't only because you can't do math, and isn't only because you believe in the state, but it's also because to make a difference in the world, you have to move from being purely reactionary. And see, these are words, and let's see if I have enough time to really drill all this down. Most people are purely reactionary. It's like you read something like this, and you go, oh my God, see, white people back then were so racist. We need to respond by this, by being racist towards the white people now to get them back. I mean, this is an attitude of pure reactionism. Something happens and you react to it without thinking. And if you want to change the world, if you want to make the world a better place, if you want to stop being a fucking idiot, if you want to stop being a statist, you want to stop having me make fun of you, you want to learn to think for yourself and have a quality, happy life, at some point you have to be able to look at these things and see what it is, but then not just knee-jerk reaction to it. You have to be able to say, okay, yeah, that happened back then, but what is a first principle? And I'll give you a hint. The first principle is the non-aggression principle. What is the first principle that I can operate from here and now, operate from here and now going forward? And excluding white people and excluding men, because in the past, white men excluded other people, is not really going to get you anywhere. It's just going to perpetuate the whole cycle of bullshit. What's going to get you somewhere is to let go of your need for vengeance, especially because all the white people who did this stuff, they're all dead. You can try as hard as you want, but you're never going to be able to get vengeance on the person who wrote a sentence like, this company is made up of the talent, the best talent of the better class of our colored people. I mean, the person who wrote that, the person who had that mindset, he's dead. He's gone. You can fucking hate white people all you want, but you're never going to get revenge on him. All you're going to do is make yourself miserable walking around with your seething hatred of white people. That's all you're going to accomplish. I don't bother with the other side. And if you let go of statism, you can be like me. You can be always right. You can look at shit from first principles. You can use logic and mathematics. And you cannot be constantly driven by your emotions. And you can stop being an idiot.